What types of gender barriers do you feel like you've faced as a woman?
I think that in the areas of law in which I practice, which are complex litigation, international litigation, and commercial arbitration and litigation being slightly different, that is the last bastion of the old boys network or of the, you know, whether it's old boys or just the men-only club. And again, I practiced in New York and in London, which are the top markets, very, very competitive. And even though I'm of a generation where the women didn't necessarily have to act like men, there is still a real aggressive competitive spirit in that field of law. And I'm quite comfortable with it. I'm quite happy to be in that field. But a lot of women find it difficult. A lot of women find it challenging in a way that they don't want to have in their life. They feel perhaps they have to be a different person.
Do you think women lawyers bring something different to the profession?
I always kind of hesitate with the whole women are different than men and women bring something different. I think people are different from people. And the prototypical qualities that have been said to constitute a good woman lawyer, the ability to get along well with others and mediate and come to win-win situations, I really don't have any of those qualities. I just don't. I'm a litigator. I'm an adjudicator. That's the kind of dispute resolution mechanism like. I really am quite pleased and happy to deal with competition, which is why I do so well in the litigation world. The best mediators I've seen who have those, dare we say, warm and fluffy qualities are all men. You know, I don't see, and maybe because just the really large firm context I've been dealing with, I don't see straight up gender differences. But people self-select into my world for whatever reasons. I think that, again, everybody has a certain skill to bring to the table, whether it's gender defined or gender oriented is irrelevant. Everybody needs to find out what they do best and then find a niche for that. So if there's a woman who's very good at mediation type skills and client counseling skills, et cetera, well, of course, capitalize on what you're good at. But everyone needs to acquire those other skills. So that woman would need to become more hard hitting and more aggressive and be able to be competitive when needed, if that's the kind of practice she's in. And vice versa, a man who comes in and is aggressive 24/7, going to have some real problems, both dealing with colleagues and with clients, and needs to learn to temper that. And that's one of the good things, actually, about Mizzou. Here's a little